You think that we bombed them and they're going to give us a discount?
And he goes, Alex, you're on.
Okay, so I think, yep, you are too.
Oh, Alex, hey, it's your turn.
Hey, Trent, but hey, listeners.
What's up, everybody?
Yep. Thanks for coming back again. Can't say it enough. Really can't.
Can't say it enough, so go ahead and say it again.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for coming back. And thanks for coming back.
You know what?
Maybe we can't say it enough.
Yeah, I think we can.
But yeah, actually, we're back. We've been away for a little bit from each other.
Mm-hmm.
So as you guys know,
yeah,
we ended our summer internship and we went our separate ways.
That's right.
So Trent,
we both went to Branson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, different times. We were not in Branson. We didn't overlap at all.
Sadly.
But we were both there. I went home first. Trent, you went there. How was your experience in Branson?
Fantastic.
It always is. If you go to Branson.
Yeah, yeah. A little Silver Dollar City action.
Oh, man.
Coasters, amusement. I have some funny stories.
Uh-oh.
Do you mind if I share something?
I think, can you please?
I guess I can. Remember that extinct lizard?
Yeah.
I saw it.
What?
It had to be the same one.
You saw it?
Because I saw the extinct lizard. I have a picture of it.
So you found it again?
I found the extinct lizard again.
the same one?
If they're not the same, then I'm going to bring it back
another
to Kentucky.
State. Wow.
So that we can make them non-extinct anymore.
I like that.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Saw that in Silver Dollar City.
At Silver Dollar City. Okay. Yeah. Was it on a ride?
Yeah, I was at the top of the hill. I looked in the weeds from the top of the hill. Said, is that a minute?
I forgot about minute. That's so good.
So, yeah, I did see that thing.
You're just on top of the outlaw doing your double corkscrew.
Yeah, mid corkscrew. Wait, hold on. Can we hold
Pause.
It there?
Pause. Stop. I think that's an extinct lizard.
Hey, can I went back to the guy. I said, hey, can I ride again?
But like, stop it while we're upside down.
I said, no, I need to ride right now. The lizard's only going to be there for a little bit. They don't stay in one place for too long. So
no, it made its way from Kentucky to Branson.
Yeah, he's taking a break. Branson, so. I don't know where he's going next, but if you see the minute, go ahead and send us a picture.
We'd love to see.
Track the minute across America. So that did happen at Silver Dollar City. So I can awesome. I can check extinct animal off my life bingo list.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then I didn't get to go to like Sight and Sound. They scheduled it. My family did, but it happened after I'd left.
Oh, apart from you. Okay.
Yeah. So they enjoyed it.
Well, I was there.
Oh, you did go.
I went.
Tell me your experience.
Oh, it was so good. My goodness.
Queen Esther, right?
Such a good job. Yeah, Queen Esther. She's a real queen for real. As some would say.
That's what I expected her to be.
But man, they did such a good job with that production. Goodness. So we left home to go home right after we watched the show. So I just read the Book of Esther.
Yeah. Sweet.
I just read it over again. I just loved it. And like I had that like vivid imagery now in my head. It was so good.
Accurate.
I loved it. Yeah. It was pretty good. Yeah. Everything was accurate. Obviously they add stuff because
a little liberty there.
Yeah, but they do a good job of not like making anything that shouldn't be there. So
sure.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. It was such a good time.
Good
message. So yeah,
awesome.
Love that.
Good message.
Yeah, as in like it comes across, you know, as a good message.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
You can learn something from it. You know,
I thought you meant like there's also a good message we heard.
No,
or like maybe one of my messages I sent you was good.
Did you like the text message I sent you?
Yeah, was it good?
Did you like that one?
Good message.
It was a good message.
No one ever compliments my messages.
You know what's a good message? When it's blue, okay?
Amen.
If you're sending green messages, it's a bad message. Bad.
Sponsored by Apple.
Apple, hey, if you're out there listening.
Big Apple?
Hey.
Not New York City.
But who's the guy that runs it? Not Jeff Bezos.
No, I was going to say Bill Gates.
Nope.
But I don't think it's him either.
Oh, my goodness.
Blinken.
I can't remember his name. If it comes back, I'll yell it out.
Look me in the eyes.
Okay.
We have been the whole time anyway.
Okay.
What's his name, Alex?
His name. The man, the myth, the legend. John Apple.
No, I'll look it up while you keep talking. Tell me about your Branson, or even just your break. before we came back to school.
Yeah, so if you guys didn't know, we're back together now because we're going back to school. But we had a break from our summer internship and before school. And so, yeah, I went back home. Got to see the family again, my little brother who's back home. My sister's married off, and so I didn't see her. Actually, well, she surprised us in Branson, so I did see her, but not at home. I saw her at home was just my brother, my parents, grandma, dog, you know, the normal people. But my brother was there, and it's so weird kind of to be gone months at a time, because you come back, there's little changes in and maybe the look, or maybe little changes in,
yeah,
in like the personality of your siblings or whatever.
True size.
Yeah, I mean, he used to be a 10, now he's a 10 and a half. Can you believe that? They're growing up.
You know a lot about my person's shoe size.
Huh?
You can tell a lot about a person from their shoe size.
Absolutely, you can.
Watch those 7 and a halves.
But one thing that was so funny, I went to the store with my brother, and, oh.
Yikes.
Go ahead, hit the mic like that.
You want me to do it again?
Go ahead.
No, I'm not going to. I'm sorry, guys.
As I was saying before, Trent earmuff hit the mic.
I'm not wearing earmuffs, just so you know.
Before he's wearing a helmet. Why are you wearing a helmet?
You never know what could happen, Alex.
It's dangerous here in the studio. It's
terribly dangerous. Terribly warm, too.
It's super warm.
Anyway, go ahead.
So I was at the store with my brother. And we're waiting in line, self-checkout line, as you do, as a normal human being. And and this lady, unknowingly, kind of cuts in front of me and my brother, and then this guy who's in front of us, unknowingly cuts across in front of us and goes to the self-checkout. My brother, he usually, like, wouldn't ever say anything out loud, but he would like, say something to me, like, really sassy, really, you know. Yeah, I guess sassy, I don't know. And he'd say it to me, but he's like, hey. And he just gets louder and louder. And like she turns around and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, oh yeah, there's a line. There's a line. Yeah. Sorry. he apologized to her. It was just so funny.
So it's like one of those things where you're so confident saying it to like behind their back when they're not going to hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. But when they actually hear you, you're like,
he's like, oh, there's a line. Sorry.
That's happened to me before.
It was so funny. It just made me laugh so hard.
It is so funny to watch them get caught like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny for me when it happens, even though I hate it because it's so awkward.
It is so weird.
So it's amazing what you'll say when someone doesn't hear you, but when they are hearing you, you don't want to say it anymore.
What does that tell you
about yourself?
What did it say about yourself?
That I'm critical.
That you're just a evil speaker.
Evil speecher.
Don't be one of those evil speechers, would you?
Hey, I found the Apple guy, if you're done with that story.
Okay, yeah, I am. One final name for me for him. For me for him. His name is... Jeff. Jack. Jane. What is it?
Steve Jobs.
That's what it was. I know Steve Jobs. We all know Steve.
I'm embarrassed I forgot it on the spot here.
How's
Bill Gates?
I promise you someone knew that answer right away.
Oh, yeah. Everybody but us knew it.
They're yelling at their radio.
And their old pickup. Y'all, it's Steve Jobs.
It's Steve Jobs, I promise.
What are y'all talking
about?
Sorry,
we couldn't hear you, but thanks for your help.
But Google told us what you said.
Steve Jobs. Man, how did I forget his name?
Yeah, I'm a little embarrassed.
Oh, well.
In Branson, we went to Andy's Frozen Custard. You know that dream place?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sad to say I didn't capitalize when I was there.
What do you mean by that? Your grammar was bad?
Yeah.
Isn't that message you sent?
I said, lowercase I would like a small cone.
You didn't capitalize.
No, so what happened was sometimes ice cream does not sit well in myself.
So he is lactose intolerant.
I do lack the toast.
The tolerance.
The tolerance for the toast.
Yeah.
So we're there. We pull up. And usually I deal with it. You know, it's whatever. I just go for it. And mom said, I didn't. She said this in a joking way. I took it as serious. she said, you know, like, I said, I'm gonna try this. She's like, no, you know, maybe we shouldn't do that. I was like, oh, okay. So, and I thought she was being serious. I was like, fine, I guess I'll get something else. And I was like, they have Italian ice. I'll just go with Italian ice. That's fine.
Yeah.
I like Italian ice.
Do you
like
Italian ice? I love going to Andy's Frozen Custard for their Italian ice.
Well, and then I was like, maybe I'll get this. And I was like, well, maybe you shouldn't. That'll probably hurt you. I'm like, okay. Which apparently she said later that she wasn't trying to like say no. She was actually just like saying it. And I just took it too serious. So that's on me. But so I got Italian ice at Andy's Frozen Custard. I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me.
The Italian ice came out in like in a tube. It looked like a tube of toothpaste size. Okay,
Colgate.
4 ounces of Italian ice, $4.
Wow. Hey, dollar an ounce.
$1 an ounce. That's ridiculous.
That's industry standard.
It was lemon, and how it froze. It was like half of the thing was lemon flavor. The other half was frozen water. And I was like, dude, this tastes like old frozen church lemonade. It was so bad. It was terrible. Yeah, like throw the lemonade from VBS in the freezer and serve it for $1 an ounce. So, regardless to say, it was rough. And the rest of my family sitting there eating like concrete mix.
I got the caramelizer, though.
No, yeah. My brother's like, I got the brownie bite jackhammer.
Sisters, I got birthday cake bash.
I got lemon Italian ice. And I'm literally squeezing this tube. Well, they have like larges. It was pretty rough. I finished, and they still had like 3/4 of their stuff. So I sat there.
Just watched.
And Seth said something. Like, he asked everyone, my brother Seth, he said, what'd you get? And he didn't ask me.
He didn't want to know.
I said, hey, I had a lemon Italian ice. He's like, oh, yeah. Anyway.
That's funny. Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, how's your time at Andy's frozen Italian ice?
I will let you know I did go today to Andy's.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Nice.
And I got a orange dream. Oh. No, I'm not again. I got the orange Italian ice. No, it was good, though. I had, like, an orange dream thing. It was, like, orange soda, apparently, and ice cream.
Okay, I got a float kind of thing.
Oh. It was blended.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So it was, like, a little shake. It was pretty good.
I like that.
Solid.
That sounds good.
Tell me another one of your experiences.
I'll stick with the food. We went to this family restaurant. It's called the Family Style Restaurant. Is what kind of their thing. Paula Deen, you know who she is?
Never heard of her. I thought it was a verb.
What? Paula Deen?
Yeah, Paula Deen.
I'm Paula Deen and over here.
Anyway, I've never heard of her.
She's like a cook. You know, she has certain
age. Would I recognize her? Red hair?
And white hair now.
I'm thinking like the Frontier woman.
I don't know who that is.
Magnolian? I don't know. Go ahead.
I don't know. She had Southern accent. She
they're like
cooking with butter and oil. Butter and oil.
I don't know if I trust her.
She has her own restaurants now. So anyway, they're like family style. So you order like as if your mom made it. So like you order like chicken. So everyone pays a set price, and then you order like you can get two meats and then four sides, and so that's what we did.
Okay.
We got spare ribs and fried chicken. Was it fried chicken? I think so. Yeah. And then you can get four sides. We got other four sides. Anyway, so how it is that you order that, and then it just keeps coming out. Like, you eat, and you say, if we need more of this, they just bring it out, and you just keep getting more and more and more.
Really?
And you just share from the pans that they bring out. And so it's called family style. So it's the same thing for dessert, too. So
did it feel like family?
No, so that's what I'm going to say, is that what they should do, what they're missing out on, is adding that family feel. So they need to add, like, a worker that's just like a kid, and they just give it to – he sits at our table.
What?
And then he's part of the family.
Okay.
He creates that family experience, you know?
I'm going to say some arguments or something.
Yeah, well, maybe even that. Maybe you put an uncle in there,
you just have this
and he starts talking politics.
Like, you're wrong. And he just goes after it.
Yeah. So I think that's what they need to do. They pick like a stereotypical family member and put maybe like an iPad kid.
Okay.
And they just put him at your table and he's just headphones on.
Doesn't talk to you though.
No. Eyes playing Subway and Surfer.
I don't think they can hire children.
They can. Well, the Asians do it all the time.
What?
You've been to a Chinese restaurant and been served by an 8-year-old?
No.
No? You never been to a real Asian Chinese restaurant.
I guess not.
I guess
I'm just gonna sit back and experience here and let that. You talk.
That's what I feel kind of awkward now. Someone relates with me out there. All right, someone's out there.
Am I the only one that doesn't relate here?
I think I don't know. Is well, let me? Us know.
Huh? It's just me.
I think so.
It's just me.
But they hurt children's places.
What else they could do? What else they could do to make it more family-like?
They could. Well, maybe it's one of those families. Do your family eats dinner together, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so is mine. We always have dinner together. Mm-hmm. Maybe they can make it like it's one of the families that don't. And so there's families that, like, maybe the mom and dad maybe might sit together, but the one kid's up in his room playing video games.
He's just, like, on the couch.
So maybe they have separate rooms and they...
You take your shoes off at the door.
The waitress knocks on your door and says, "Hey, I left you your food at the door."
What? You just...
The dysfunctional family restaurant. How awful would that be?
That's terrible. That is terrible.
That would be awful.
I wouldn't go there with my tucked-in family.
No way. No way.
Uh-uh.
I want traditional family.
Speaking of tucked-in family, I found a turtle.
Awesome.
Yeah. Is it okay if I tell him a story?
I'd like to hear about this turtle.
Okay. I don't want to cut you off or anything.
No, I was done with my family okay. style.
So one morning, my father, my brother, and I went hiking in the morning. And the place we wanted to go hiking was actually closed because they were painting lines on, like, the parking lot or something. And we could have easily drove around, but they said, nope, sorry. And so we just looked for another way to get to the same trail. Mm-hmm. And eventually we found a trail. We're like, okay, cool. And it wasn't hard. It was, like, 3 miles. No, it wasn't, like, up a mountain. It was nice. Just a nice trail. Yeah. So we're going, and we found a turtle. Like, a beautiful, like, painted turtle in the middle of the trail. And so we look at it, and Seth, my brother, picks it up, you know, it's all like kind of in. And he like sprawls out as soon as he picks him up. And he drops accidentally. Oh. Only like 3 inches off the ground. Okay, when he hits the ground, he goes, ah. It's so funny. I have it on video. I'll show you later. Like that's he literally, so I've never heard a turtle make a noise, and he goes, ah. He like sighed, like a deep sigh.
We'll put that
so
video
funny.
On the Patreon.
He goes, ah.
We'll put that video on
and
the Patreon.
And then he just goes, and just curls back
up. That is
up.
So funny.
I'm so happy it was on video. Because I've never heard a turtle do anything before. And I've always wondered what noise they make. And apparently they just sigh. Like it was heartfelt. It was so funny. He's like, it's been a long day.
No, it's like he's disappointed in your breath.
Come on, man.
They do this every time.
Come on, man. Just hold me. Just hold me tight.
I sprawled out and everything for you. You dropped me.
Yeah. I was pretty happy I got it.
Oh, that's so funny.
So, yeah, I'll show you.
Oh, that's funny. Oh,
we'll probably post it.
Yeah, join the Patreon if you want to see that video. For just $1 a month, you get exclusive videos. We post randomness.
If you
fun, little funny videos.
Yeah.
We post after show. So we record about 15 minutes or so. Put that out there. You can join for, probably what, $100 a month, is it? Was that what it was? Is that how we made it, Trent?
It was originally, but we lowered it since then.
Oh, because no one joined, yeah. So we made it $1 a month.
Just Steve Jobs.
Yeah. Steve Jobs, yeah. He's the best patron, though.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's okay.
But yeah, $1 a month. $1 a month.
Oh, no.
We'll get you.
What? Just unlimited access. That's what we'll get
unlimited
you.
Unlimited access. You ever wanted unlimited access to
you
anything?
You ever want to heard a turtle sigh? Well, now you can for $1 a month.
Or if you want to make us really, really happy, $5 a month for nothing extra, just for fun.
But we love it.
And if you can't, just keep listening. That's fine with me.
And I'll be honest, Alex, I want them to know that we're not pocketing this money. It's not that we're taking your money directly to go buy turtle
food.
So what we're doing is actually just saving up so we can get better mics, more equipment, just so that we can make this a better enjoyment for you to hear.
Yeah, this is going straight back into the podcast. So you're just benefiting yourself, really.
We may get a McChicken every once in a while, but most
you
of
know
it.
What? If you guys want to make a McChicken donation, a McDonation.
Make a McDonation for some McMics.
And we'll do that.
That's right. McFab, McBucks.
Yeah, that'd be great.
So I heard a turtle make noise, and I was super happy.
Nice.
I know you had stated beforehand to me you have a lot to tell from your trip.
Well, is that the truth? Too much, but okay. An adequate amount. I just have a lot that I could say.
Okay, okay.
Maybe not stuff that everyone wants to hear, but there's stuff that can always be said. I want to talk about this. One time I went to a base, not one time, this while I was back home, my dad, it was taking me and my brother to a baseball game. We were just going to go, and we're in line to pay. We kind of went off a whim. We just saw that they were playing. We're like, oh, let's go watch them. So we just pulled off. We decided to go watch a baseball game. It's a AAA team, and we're waiting in line to buy tickets. And then this guy, he's already inside, but he's waving on the outside, and he's asking people. Sorry, I just had to burp a little bit. Belch.
Whoa. Like a turtle.
Anyway, this guy, he's already inside the park, but he had 4 extra tickets, and he's asking this family that was in front of us if they want tickets. So he's like, hey, do you guys want these tickets? And my dad, who loves to save money any way he can, he's just starts going, oh, hey, we'll take it. And it was so funny to me. I was cracking up. And so luckily the people in front of us said no. And right away, my dad, like, ran up to the guy, and he's like, oh, thank you. And I just thought it was so funny because my dad, he'll find any way to save a dollar.
A McBuck?
A McDollar. If he can save it, then he'll do it. he always asks for, like, the discount. Hey, thankful to my dad. He's a veteran, retired. And so, hey, shout out to the troops. We thank you for our freedom.
Yep, and we mean it.
We do.
Yeah.
But my dad, he always asked for the discount, always asked for the military discount. And there's one time where we were at an authentic Japanese restaurant and my dad asked for the military restaurant.
For the military restaurant?
Military discount.
Okay. What did he do?
And obviously they said no, but we walk out and I was like, Dad, why would they have the military discount? This is authentic Japanese. I was like, if anything, they would just charge us more because you're military. Think about what our military has done to their ancestors. You think that we bombed them and they're going to give us a discount?
Oh, thanks for that. Here's 10% off.
So. Now, obviously, you know, they're in America. They can. Yeah. So let's not get political here.
That makes for a good joke.
Yeah.
That's a good story. That's funny.
It is. That's something I always look back on and laugh. So,
that's a good time. Oh, Alex, you know what time it is?
Uh-oh.
I think.
You hear it?
I'm hearing it.
Here it is.
And there it is.
Yes, it is.
You got it.
It is time.
Man, I love those guys.
For fan mail. Awesome. So we were gone for a while here.
Mm-hmm. Week and a half. Almost two weeks. McTwo.
Crazy. It was a crazy Mick episode. And so we actually got 3. We went from having 0.
Which was 3. A bummer, which is a blessing.
Yeah, so we were now blessed. So I will read one coming from a faithful listener named Joel. Oh, my goodness.
Joel. Love that man.
Here we go. If I can pull
Shout
it up.
Shout out to you, brother.
All right, here we go. Joel, thank you so much for listening. He says this. It's my favorite fellow Tuckers of Tees. Hope you guys are having a Narbus time going to
yes.
amusement parks and are able to find Alex's future girlfriend. Oh, I did not while I was in Branson. They're all over 75, so.
That's too bad.
I found maybe a future grandmother-in-law.
There was that one girl that sang really low.
Real low.
With a beard.
He goes on to say, I would also partake in merch... In merchandise, if it was a t-shirt or perhaps a coffee mug.
Yes,
were
okay,
made.
Okay.
I like that a lot. So keep that in the front of your thinkers. Stay Narbus.
Yes.
Joel. Also, he says, here's my merch in the wild. And he has a picture of it on his water bottle, both of them, both the tucked in tee and the locked in on his water bottle. That's awesome.
Joel's the best.
Thank you, Joel. We absolutely care for you.
That is awesome. That's nervous, bro.
That, bro, so nervous.
Oh. Totally nervous.
Bro. All right, we have another one. Read it.
Okay, this one says this. I don't see exactly who this is from.
It's from John Martin.
Oh, I see.
First and last name. I didn't mean to, but hey, why not?
Oh, perfect. Okay, here we go. John says this. Gentlemen, if you are reading this, thank you.
A lot of spaces.
Furthermore, if you are reading this on the podcast, words cannot express my gratitude. I am truly overwhelmed. I'm going to read this in a different voice starting now. On another note, my spelling entry for Alex's word, not a word, is... Oh, man. Okay, so he spelled that word you said.
I think it was... Bionch.
Yeah, and so he said... Bionch. And he spelled it. B-D-Y-E-E-I-A-O-U-W-C-H. Bionch.
Very good.
And my spelling entry for Trent's word, not a word, is... Warg. And he spelt it out. I have enjoyed every episode of the podcast. Even though I haven't listened to all of them yet, I hope you guys continue. Also, I would indeed get a t-shirt to support the further wearing of the pod, the weaning of the podcast, and I plan to joining the Patreon. I'm simply waiting for the opportune moment. Until then,
stay tucked, bros. This is sick.
Fantastic.
This is making me so full of joy.
And he nailed that spelling.
I think so. I think that's exactly how it's spelled.
So we got another one, right?
We have another one. Oh.
What?
So this is from a man named Joshua. I don't know who he is. Do you know who he is?
Nope.
Cool. Well, thank you, Joshua, for listening. For real. That's kind of cool that you'd send this to us. And he sends us a picture of a fan.
Of a fan.
Fan mail. Thanks, Josh. No, that's kind of funny, actually.
That is actually funny. Oh, Josh, thank you.
Thanks for the fan.
Is that all I sent?
Email. That's all he sent. The nice. Fan electronic mail. So
Narbis.
Feels very Narbis of E3. I really appreciate it.
That was sweet. Thanks, guys, because it was really boring when we didn't have any fan mail.
Yeah, but now we can play this awesome music.
I'm excited, Alex, to dig deeper in the realm of merchandise. Super excited.
Yeah, I like the idea of a mug, for sure.
I love the idea of a mug.
I think that's definitely going to happen. I don't see why not. Mm-hmm. And then probably a t-shirt. I don't really know.
We just need to find a good design.
Yeah, find a good design, but I'm excited for it.
Mm-hmm. Can I tell my super cringy idea for a t-shirt design?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where it looks like the t-shirt's tucked in, like the bottom quarter of the shirt looks like a pair of jeans.
A pair of jeans.
That's so with cringy.
With a belt, and it's like cinched.
That'd be so funny.
Just imagine.
No one would wear it. I hope no one actually wear it outside, because that'd be kind of cringe. But
the thing is, you'd have to wear
so
it.
So funny.
You'd have to wear it untucked.
Oh.
Or else.
Good point.
Or else.
Oh, is that just like a covering for being untucked?
Whoa.
Whoa, never mind. We're not making that.
Yeah, it's not two-faced. It's two-shirted.
We're going to make it where the bottom quarter is just clear so that you can tuck it in.
It's invisible. It's a crop top.
No. Just at the waistline.
Okay.
Clear fabric. Why is it not a thing?
I think that sounds great to me. Let's do it. We'll start working on that for sure.
Okay.
But I like.
I would love
ideas.
To make a putter there piece of merch too.
Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little Narbis.
I would love a Narbis. Now that
Narbis on a hat, I think would look really cool.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Narbis on the hat.
Narbis on
the
hat.
Okay, we're working on it, guys.
With an upside-down turtle.
Hey, yo. Okay, I really like that. Narbis on the hat, upside-down turtle.
Oh, man, that could actually look really cool. I'm just imagining it. Right? Are you guys imagining this?
Embroidered?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not wearing a hat, there's embroidered.
If you're not wearing a hat,
stay out of the kitchen.
Stay out of the kitchen?
Yeah.
Pickleball.
Huh?
I'm playing pickleball. I'm always in the kitchen playing pickleball.
Oh yeah. That's an interesting game for sure.
I like it a lot.
It's like big ping pong, small tennis.
Big ping pong, small tennis was the name of my album I released.
That's what they, yep.
I'm kidding.
Wow. Well, that was all. That was awesome. That was a good time. F fan mail.
Yeah, I would like to dig into Locked In, Locked Out, but I cannot remember what we did for Locked In, Locked Out last time.
Okay, mine was height.
Oh, yours was height.
Yeah. So mine was a listener that had to be above 6'2". And I did get confirmation on that.
Really?
Yep. I had a listener that was above 6'2". He was 6'5", he said.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
6'5"?
Yeah. Actually, it was Joel. Joel.
He's that tall?
Yeah.
Wow.
He did.
Wow.
He is. And, hey, when he's wearing heels, he's even taller.
I guess he would be, huh?
He would be. And then my locked out was anyone under the height of 5 foot. And no one told me anything. So,
well,
I don't know if we had any shorties.
Two for two, then. But,
yeah.
I'll be honest, Alex. I don't remember what I said, but I got no confirmation of any of it. So I must have been wrong.
Oh, you didn't even write it down?
Nope. That's my fault, so I apologize for that, because I completely forgot.
Okay.
I would have to go back and listen to two episodes ago.
Yeah, I don't know. So,
also, if you can hear background noise in this, I'm sorry.
We were scrambling for a place to record today. We'll say that.
We're settling into school, and so...
So we don't have a place yet. Actually, you want to tell them where we're recording?
We're in a right tight now. Spot, let's be honest. Real Alex. Tight.
And, you know, think about where you'd put... A jacket.
Maybe a t-shirt, button up.
Yeah.
Some shoes.
That's where we're at.
Some old papers.
We're stuck in here a little
and
bit.
And your little sister. That's where we are.
What?
What?
Okay.
Let's just tell them. 3, 2, 1.
The closet. Yeah, we're in a closet.
Yep. We're in a closet. And it's tight. So, stuff's going on outside. Don't pay attention to that
just,
too much.
Hey, just forget about it, dude.
We're going to try and turn up the volume on this episode, though.
Yeah. We got word. We'll take any feedback, any constructive criticism, maybe even unconstructive criticism.
Make criticism.
Tell them that you hate my voice if you hate it, and I'll stop talking. All right? Just anything that you guys want, we'll do.
And if you hate mine, too, then...
Then he'll stop talking, too.
We'll just...
It'll just be...
We'll just play the turtle...
The Turtle Noise Podcast.
The Turtle Noise Podcast? Can a turtle be like our theme animal for this podcast?
I'd like that.
I love turtles.
Because they tuck in their whole body.
They tuck in their whole body.
They're completely
tough.
Put it there. I like that.
I don't think we can put it there. That was artificial.
Artificial. Put it there. We got to make
put it there. Good news. We still have Alan. Forgot his name.
Oh, for a sec. Yes.
He's still in here with us.
He's on the top of the...
He's on the shelf.
Yeah, he's...
on the top of the closet.
So he's up top. He's hanging over us watching, so thank you for that.
I said 3 blinks means that we need to cut it out, and he hasn't blinked yet.
So I think we're doing all right.
We're fine.
But he says it's good. The turtle is officially the
tucked in official animal.
Yeah, wait, what? What am I trying to say?
The
official animal of the Tucked In Tea podcast.
Perfect.
Wow.
Color scheme doesn't match. That's okay. Turtles are cool.
I've seen a blue and orange turtle before. It was extinct, but...
Yeah, we found one.
Oh, really? Where were you at?
Branson.
Wow, on the outlaw. The outlaw run.
Yeah, up at the tippy top. He was up there.
Ooh, that just reminded me. We talked about... doing where we were doing that scavenger hunt with
the
stickers.
That's right, yeah.
And so the video is on, whoa!
Okay, guys, keep it down out there.
All right, wow. It sounds like I got to send an angry text.
All right, send the text, Alex, while I tell the story.
All right.
So since I was going to be in Branson with my family a couple days, well, I guess a week or so before Alex was going to be in Branson with his family, I took a couple of our stickers, our Tucked In Tea stickers, the OG sticker and then the Locked In sticker, And I placed them in Branson. More specifically, I said, good luck, find them in all of Branson. Now, I put them in Silver Dollar City in the amusement park. And so I gave him some hints. I think we released that footage, huh? Did we check it out?
Yes, that video is out there. I never saw
it, but I've neglected to watch it. But, yeah, so I put him out there, gave him a couple hints. And a week later, Alex, what happened when you went to search for them?
Released with my family? Yeah, it's on there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the podcast. It's been out there for a couple days now.
I just haven't checked.
All right. Yeah, it's out there. And so anyway, I got to the park and I was like, I kind of right away, I was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to do this. So he gave me some hints to start off. He said.
Oh, you want me to tell?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. So I
said, staring at me blank in my eyes.
I was like, did he forget? Am I supposed to know? So I told him one was in line for an attraction, like a ride. Mm-hmm. Somewhere in the line, like the waiting line, was a sticker. The other one was in a place of business, is what I said, which is very broad. I was meaning like any shop, eatery, hatchery.
Whatever they had. And so right away I was like, man, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But during our lines, I would look. But when you went, were the lines long?
No, not at all.
Yeah, neither were mine. So we were getting on the ride like immediately.
You're zooming through,
so, just looking everywhere. I'm kind of just like really quickly looking. And so then near the end of our day, I took some time to like go and like actually search. And so I guess I could say it here. But if you want to see a video, you got to go on Patreon.
That's right.
But I did not find the one that was in the line. It almost seemed impossible. Also, yeah. So Trent had told me where he put it in the line, and I looked at that line. Maybe they took it down. Maybe they cleaned it up. I don't know. Maybe I'm just blind. So if you are, tell them where it is.
In the park?
Yeah.
So it's on the, what I think is the most famous ride would be the Fire in the Hole. Sorry, guys.
Wait. You said Fire in the Hole?
Yeah.
Whoa, okay. Whoa, we're unlocking something now.
Fire in the Hole.
I thought it was on the Outlaw. An Outlaw Run.
No. Fire in the Hole.
Trent,
You said robber. And I was thinking, because like they got the ball knobbers. So I thought you were connected with me.
No, I was saying it'd be criminal.
Criminal, yeah.
Outlaw. I was like, so, okay.
I didn't even ride the Outlaw when I was there, so I didn't connect that.
So when...
Whoa.
Okay, I'm going to explain it to them, because now they're confused, probably. When Trent told me where it was, and I wanted just to see it, because I just gave up. I just wanted to see it. And Trent told me, or he was trying to tell me where it was, like, still discreetly. And he was like, it's at the most popular line. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I started to give a hint. I was like, would it be criminal if you didn't ride this ride and trying to like hint at it being at the Outlaw? And then you said, I was like, and I sent again a text that said criminal. And then you said, yeah. And so, okay, yeah, he knows what I'm talking about.
Okay. I guess that's on me. I thought it was very obvious that Fire in the Hole was the most famous ride there.
Isn't it like new?
They just redid it.
Oh, that's right. I hated that ride.
But it's a classic. You have to ride it when you're there.
We almost didn't.
It's a classic.
We only did it because we thought it was new.
Fire in the Hole is a classic. It's there. It's not there. It's just like a classic. Like you have to ride it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Wow. So, yeah, it's on Fire in the Hole. And it's underneath the sign on the wall that talks about the schedule.
No line. Way.
It's under there.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't even look there.
What? Oh. Okay, if you're in Branson, go to Fire in the Hole and look under the sign on the wall on the back of the station, like totally opposite of where you get on the ride. It's underneath of that. But they're very clean theme park, so if they see it, it's getting removed right away.
Okay. And then for the next one, for sure, it was in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
It was in a green wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Trent had told me, so I wanted to see it in real life, and it was gone. So they definitely got rid of that one.
Yeah, I figured they would.
So I didn't see that one, obviously. So unfortunately, I didn't get to see
any
in the wild. But we will post tomorrow or tomorrow, like when you're listening to this, if it's Monday, that Tuesday.
Okay.
The Tuesday, I will post on our Instagram your pictures that you sent in to us of our stickers in the wild.
Yes.
So yeah. We got some from people, put them on their PS5. I got one.
Sweet.
Someone's putting them on their water bottles, as Joel did. So
someone put them on their dog.
Yeah. So, oh, wait, what? I didn't see that one.
Yeah, I just.
That's kind of animal. Like, that's not really. I think Pete is listening.
Sorry.
Okay. Wait, what if we put it on a turtle and then we just like,
I don't think that's good for the turtle, but we could put it on, take a picture, and take it off.
No, I'd like to keep it there. Good advertising.
We should get a pet turtle. If we ever get a studio and do video, we need a pet turtle in the background.
Yeah.
Turtles stink.
Okay.
I'll be honest. I'm sad that we miscommunicated on that.
Yeah, that's actually really unfortunate. I wanted to see
I'm it. Really sad. It's also sad that they took the wagon one down. I want to ask you, though, did it ruin your time at the park? Like, did you spend too much time thinking and searching that it ruined the time with your family?
Not even a little bit.
Okay, I was scared that was going to happen.
No, I honestly gave it minimal time.
That's what I did when I was there. I was like, oh, yeah, I should probably put stickers up.
Yeah, okay, good. So, well, we prioritize family here at the Tucked In Tea Studios.
Good. That's good.
So, actually, we want you this week. Appreciate your family.
Please.
However that may be, sending a text if you're away, if you're close, give them a hug.
Mm-hmm.
Let's determine purpose in your heart this week to appreciate your family.
Mm-hmm.
God gave you them for a reason.
That's right. God placed you in that family, put you there. Give them a call, shoot them a text, spend some time with them.
They'll appreciate it. Nice. You'll appreciate it. You won't regret it, obviously.
No, spend some money on them.
Yeah. So
if you're able to.
Hey, my motto. I just came up with this motto in life today, actually.
Okay.
Memories greater than money.
That's good.
So that sometimes that could be financially irresponsible, but most of the time, if you can do it in moderation, in stewardship, mm-hmm. it's a good little motto. So
yeah.
Okay. Well, Trent, this was episode number 9,
which is insane.
Can you believe that?
We're almost at number 10, which we're gonna have a turtle on the show as a guest.
Yeah. He was, you know, we impersonated him this week, but next week he'll be on. I can't believe it. Number 10. They've been doing this for 9 weeks. Goodness.
That's insane.
But, hey, thank you so much for listening. Seriously. I can't believe it. People are listening.
I know. People tell me, hey, we listen. I said, I'm sorry.
Yeah. More people, like new people are listening. I'm like, what is happening?
I don't know why people would listen to this.
But I'm super happy people are. Mm-hmm. I hope that we're fulfilling our purpose in doing this. And giving you something, you know, fun, comfortable, and just enjoyable to listen to.
That's right. And just a refresher on our purpose for this. You know, we want to make it acceptable.
Yep. We're not
just
here.
Like the Tucked In Tea shirt.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I misunderstood what you were going.
Okay. Well, I'll finish, then you can go.
Okay.
And, you know, when you see a Tucked In T-shirt, it's a little different. But there's nothing wrong with it. And when you listen to this, it might be a little different, but there's nothing wrong with it.
We're not here to enlighten the mind, but to lighten the mood.
Lighten the mood, not the brain, the McBrain.
All right, so. Also, hey, tell a friend. That's the way we're going to grow the podcast, and we can do more crazy mm-hmm. stuff with
Please,
it.
Please, yeah.
Tell a friend. That'd be awesome.
Tell them. Just say, hey, I got to get something on my chest.
I've been hiding something from you.
I discovered the Tucked In Tea podcast.
Would you please listen?
Yeah, tell a friend. Go ahead and send us fan mail. Please. It's so fun to
and
get
And you
them.
Can do that at?
TuckedInTeaPodcast@gmail.com.
TuckedInTeaPodcast@gmail.com. Also, we are now accepting sponsors as of today.
That's right.
If you have a business, sponsor maybe you us. Sell, you know, cutesy cups on Etsy.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. You sell bracelets you to people McChickens. In your church. Yeah. If you work at McDonald's.
Sponsor us.
We are now officially.
Brian from McDonald's sponsoring us.
We are officially accepting sponsors pretty much for anything.
Sure. We'll shout you out.
Yeah.
Give us an ad. Tell us to make up our own ad.
If you want to say happy birthday to someone, We'll do that for free, probably.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. What? Yeah.
So.
Just during their.
Oh, can I say this?
Yes.
It was my grandma's birthday while I was home.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
91.
Wow.
Looks great. She was walking around Branson like a champ.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Grandma.
Yep. And just a couple years
ago. Grandma Alex.
We took her whitewater rafting.
What?
Yeah.
How old was she a couple years ago?
She was probably 87 when we did that.
That is so impressive.
Yeah. I don't know why we did that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, okay. That's really cool, actually. I hope I can still whitewater raft. When I'm 87.
Yeah. Maybe. Oh, we'll probably still be doing this, so we want time.
Imagine how many episodes. We don't have time. By then, we're doing like hours out of our day just recording because we're in retirement.
Yeah.
And we actually have our teeth tucked in because we think it's cool, you know, in the nursing home.
And our socks are too high up. And
what if we go to the same nursing home and we spend all day recording at a table?
That'd be awesome. You know what's going to happen, though? We get older. And as you get older, there's just this magnet effect to Branson.
That's right.
There's actually old people all around.
We're going to go back and find that sticker. That's what's going to happen.
Seriously.
Find the turtle, the sticker, the lizard, the Italian ice. Anyway, yeah. Check us out on Patreon, Instagram, email us. Text Alex, not me. And
text me at 531-721-6061.
Text that number. Go ahead. Go ahead and text it. Alex, I'm glad to be back with you. I'm glad to be back with our listeners. Thanks, guys, for listening, because we can't do it without listeners.
Your ears appreciate it.
Hope so. And again, the background noise doesn't appreciate it, but it's there. So
next week. I'm having a serious talk with these boys.
Hopefully this is the only time.
All right.
We apologize for the transition that we're going through.
All right, guys. We'll see it. We're going to the after show.
That's right. So. Adios, everyone. Take care. Hey, be nice to your family. Treat them well this week.
We're different.
Stay different.
Stay tucked.
In. Adios.
Bye-bye.
We really appreciate it, and we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday, that's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea Podcast.